As congressional Democrats were denied entry to the USAID building as federal police blocked the doors, Secretary of State Rubio.
I'm the acting director of USAID. I've delegated that authority to someone, but I stay in touch with him.
But there are questions if that's legal for President Trump to have Rubio in charge of what has always been an independent agency. CBS News has learned Trump will hold a joint news conference at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow. It will be Trump's first joint presser with a foreign leader in his new term. Salvage crews have recovered part of the fuselage of a plane that plunged into the Potomac River in Washington last week after colliding with a U.S. Army helicopter. D.C. Assistant Fire Chief Gary Steen says more remains of the 67 people were found today.
We have positively identified 55 sets of remains. During recovery and salvage operations today, additional human remains were located.
Thousands of FBI employees who participated in investigations related to the January 6th Capitol riot had to complete in-depth questionnaires about their involvement. They could be fired, as our Scott McFarlane reports.
There is grave concern inside the FBI that a list of names of people part of the January 6th investigation, if compiled and sent to the Department of Justice, would get leaked, subjecting those employees to menacing, harassment, and threats.
Another day of protests in Los Angeles against ICE raids. They were at L.A. City Hall as part of a nationwide initiative called A Day Without Immigrants. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein has asked state legislators to double their spending to date on Hurricane Helene recovery and approve it now. His request, $1.1 billion for businesses and to help rebuild homes.
With these funds, people can get to assessing the critical integrity of their homes, hiring contractors, and paying for building supplies.
Umpire Pat Hoberg has been fired by Major League Baseball for sharing his legal sports gambling accounts with a friend who bet on games. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New action from the Trump administration could affect thousands of Venezuelans who have been allowed to stay in the U.S.
A new government order seen by CBS News is telling 350,000 Venezuelans in the U.S. that they stand to lose within 60 days temporary protection status that had been issued by the Biden administration. It means they'll not be able to work in the U.S. and could be deported by ICE agents. President Trump has said Venezuela's government has agreed to accept its deportees from the United States. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Barbie Hsu starred in the popular TV drama Meteor Garden that once swept Asia. She caught the flu when she visited Japan with her family during the Lunar New Year and died after contracting pneumonia triggered by the flu. She broke into the industry when, as a teenager, she formed a pop music group, then switched to hosting TV shows. The news about her death has been trending in her native Taiwan as well as in China. Barbie Hsu was 48 years old. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds around this evening, then a gradual clearing overnight. Lows in the upper teens. For tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then clouds return for the afternoon. A high in the mid-20s. Snow developing for Wednesday, maybe some sleet or freezing drizzle. Highs low 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight.
so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Turtles going to be back at State Fair next summer in August with their Happy Together tour. There they are, obviously happy together. Good evening, just after 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we roll into Monday night together. One of my favorite Motown sounds comes from Smokey Bill. Smokey Bill Robinson with the Tears of a Clown.
Really, I'm sad. Central Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Hits on WRJN. Well, here we are, creeping closer to Valentine's Day. And every night, we've got great romantic songs we play on the radio. The romantic songs for the next couple of weeks being brought to you by In the Garden of Eden in Kenosha. This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion or reignite it with a little help from the people at In the Garden of Eden, from elegant lingerie, playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, candles, and more. They have what you need to do what they say, keep the home fires burning. Stop down at In the Garden of Eden, downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue. And each evening through Valentine's Day, they'll sponsor our love songs at night here on WRJN. Little Extra Love as we roll through Monday night together with Carl Carlton. It's Everlasting Love, WRJN.
Yeah.
Hermits on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Good evening, I'm Chris Morrow. More Herman's Hermits tickets to give away in the coming days. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, and we've got more tickets. Keep listening for how you can win them. Also, check out the WRJN Big Deals website. Save up to 50% on local food, service, and merchandise. Simply log on to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals logo, and shop from home with up to 50% savings. Check the site often. New deals every week from WRJN.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Offering small ship experiences with a shore excursion included in every port and programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate, plus 2x points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the 2 oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The 5th and 6th generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, the way Racine consumes local news is about to evolve to the next level. Listen tomorrow morning, 8:30, as Don Rosen fills you in on what's going on. We are your home for local news, and it's about to expand. Details tomorrow morning on WRJN. Monday night underway. Timeless hits roll on with Roy Orbison.
Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman.
Local news, and now, timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom, and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Now I see how
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, glad you're here. Monday night. A little cold weather in the way, on the way for the next few days. We'll get down to the 20s overnight tonight, into the 30s maybe tomorrow. But then toward the end of the week, we're back in the mid to upper 30s again. Up and down, back and forth. At least dry tomorrow, maybe a little light snow or freezing rain late Wednesday. We'll keep watching the forecast for you all the time here on WRJN. In the meantime, it's Los Bravos.
Give up now. Ooh, so easy to find. to yourself.
Look to yourself.
Open your mind. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, every green field in every town, all of his children, every persuasion.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Well, last week had our winners for Herman's Hermits in the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. They're going to be here February 28th. The Association puts on a great show. All your favorite songs, you sing along with them. We'll have more tickets to give away before the end of the month. Stay close.
Sweet as the punch, sweet as the punch.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
98 years, your home for local news and timeless hits. Jan and Dean on WRJN. And Chris Morrow, glad you're along here on Monday night. Well, tomorrow morning, if you're up bright and early, Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has you covered with our WRJN Midwest Farm Report every weekday morning from 5 to 6 a.m., along with reports throughout the day. She'll keep you up to date on all things agriculture. Still a big part of Racine County. Head west of the eye, you see the farmland. Such an important part of America, for that matter. It's all part of our local news and timeless hits. It's Pam Yonke and the fabulous farm babe, weekday mornings, 5 a.m., WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We bring you local news. Now the timeless hits to Simon and Garfunkel with Cecilia. Well, earlier played Jan and Dean Surf City. Couldn't do surfing without the Beach Boys. Surfing USA.
say.
News and timeless hits. WRJN Surfing USA and Chris Morrow surfing our way through Monday night with another hour of timeless hits coming up after the 7 o'clock news. See here, I've got a great playlist including the Buckinghams on the way, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles coming up, along with Martha and the Vandellas. Again, all coming up after our 7 o'clock news from CBS here on WRJN. Box tops now.
Yeah.
always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. No 25% tariffs for now against Mexico and Canada.